thankful that there's not anything that we encounter that the Lord has encountered it much more. So he knows the feelings that we have. And we're so thankful for that. That's not so much important maybe until it comes a time that you need it. But anyway, we will miss our pastor, and we pray that the Lord will watch over and keep him safe and bring him back soon. Is there any announcements that anyone would like to make before we do anything else? I used to not be afraid of this as I am now. But it's a big responsibility. We have tried for quite some time now to preach on occasion, and once in a while it's kind of easy. And as we start out, if the Lord would open some things to us, then we trust that it'll be to your benefit and mine. I think of the times when the Lord was here in the body, how many times that people came to him because they were sad or hurting. Once in a while, someone came to him. To acknowledge and just to be with him. There was, they went into alarm when he began to talk to them about going away and not being there with them anymore. And of course, he's talking about he was going away in a body form and wouldn't be like he had been with them. That must have really been a good time. But he left them with the same hope that you and I have, that he's just going to be gone a little while. The Lord has such a wonderful way of doing everything, doesn't he? And here there's a long time that people waited for him to come. And then when he came, he was here such a short time. And he went away again. But he went away with the promise that if I go away, I'll come back. And the second time when he comes back, it'll be more than fulfillment of Scripture. It could be the fulfillment of just about everything that he's promised to us. I like to think sometime I realize and confess that we don't know a lot of particulars about when he comes again. It's just I don't think we could process that if he told us. But I think sometimes, won't it be good? You know, I used to, and they talk about things like this, and think, well, surely there's something to talk about besides that. But that's a good thing. That's the fulfillment of all that we profess to believe is when he comes back. And isn't it wonderful that we can think about that in terms with some reality that when he comes back, it's not going to be a bad day. It's going to be the best day that we've ever had. And a day that won't ever end. But we're still in the flesh, and we still fear things that we shouldn't, and don't fear things that we should. But isn't it wonderful that God has given us not only a written record, but a record that he presents himself. It just, whatever we face in this lifetime, it's not important enough, it's not strong enough to override those promises. We fear. Fear, it's such a necessary thing. But most of the time, we fear things that there's just not much reason to. Perfect love casts out fear. You know, the Lord's love is perfect. It's perfect in that it's complete. It's perfect in every way. Mm-hmm. So what is there in this world or outside of it that would discourage us when we have such a great testimony and such great witnesses that there's nothing that he can't take care of? We don't have to understand everything to believe it. But we can believe what he said, whether we understand it or not. And when the Lord looks at this time thing, and I think to him it's a lot shorter than it is with us. Because he sees through that. He sees beyond that. And he gives us glimpses once in a while and some feeling of connection and belief that even though we don't see some of the things that he's promised, that we know that it's true. Main thing we'll see is him. I've never had that privilege yet. But won't that be something? I guess the older we get, the more we think about the resurrection than we did when we were younger. But I'd just like to stop some time and just really think about it. What a day. Mm-hmm. What a day. And if someone doesn't have what it's needed, what it's absolutely needed to believe in the resurrection, from their standpoint, you're just talking. But if we have that testimony, not only in the gospel or in the scriptures, but there's a testimony that's even greater than that. Because there's a lot of God's children that's never seen these written scriptures and won't in this lifetime. But my friend, they'll have, he'll come to them. And he'll comfort them in times when they need it. But won't that be the day when the Lord stops all of this and begins that eternal existence with Him? We can't know how that is, but we can know it's true because He said it. And I would love to, of course it don't really matter, but I would love to be here when He comes back. I really would. That's going to be something. He came the first time, and hardly anybody knew that He had come. But I tell you, when He comes back, we'll know it. And there's so many particulars that we don't know about that, but we know the important part. We know that He's coming. We know that when He comes, that will be salvation to you and I in its completeness. And to think that when He comes back, He's coming back for us. I try to think sometimes what it'll be like when He takes us and takes us to that place. And that place is the throne of God. We can't see Him yet, but one of these days we'll be able to see Him. And you talk about, we'll be understanding then about the song, what a day that'll be. We can't know much about that now. We don't need to know a lot about it, but we need to know something. We need to know that whatever has happened in this world, however you prospered or however you suffered, if you've never seen one of these, the great majority of God's people never have or never will see one of these. But they'll see something better, won't they? They'll see the living Word. And I can't hardly wait for that sometimes. And if there's any good thing about us passing away here in death, it's that time ends when that happens. And we wake up, He wakes us up. There ain't nothing else could wake us up. But He proved so many times that I've got the power to do what you need. I've got the power, and I have the great zeal and desire to deliver you to me as I want you to be. That didn't come easy, did it? He had to take on a body like mine and yours, with the exception of the qualities involved. But there were some things that the Lord to make the payment that had to be made, to make the redemption that had to be, it had to be made with something that was more than equivalent. It had to be something that would free people like me and you, and at the same time be of such that it was pleasing to God. You know, it wasn't easy to please God in that, was it? I think of, you know, we'll never be in that position. God never, He never put His people in that position, because He knew they couldn't get out. They couldn't do what had to be done. But God knew about that beforehand, didn't He? He knew about all things beforehand. And before He ever made a man, this was fixed. And my friend, it wouldn't be changed. Not by time or circumstance or anything else. There was no reason. God could see the end. He could see everything that was going to happen. It was open to Him. So there wasn't any surprises to Him when all these things happened. And I tell you, my friend, when the time comes for you and I to lay down that life, He knows about that too. We don't need to know about it now, but when the time comes, we'll know about it. But much more important, when He comes back, my friend, we'll know about that too. Then we'll not only see Him like He is, but we'll be like Him. And it's just better than we can imagine. It's just better than we can think. You know, if it was just a day or an hour or a moment, it would be beyond anything we could imagine. But to think that when time ends, that eternity does not end. And we can't really know what the term eternity means. But we can know from the testimony that He's given us that that it's what He says it is. That we'll raise all of His children. He will raise them. They will come out. They will be raised above this world, and they'll be raised in His likeness. And that won't ever change. Thank God there's some things that won't change. And that's one of them. And I cannot comprehend something that never ends. I know it's true, and I rejoice in that, but I can't comprehend that. But we will. When we see Him, when He comes back, we'll know it then. We'll know as we're known then. as the song says, there's so much that God has in reserve for you and I to know and to be. It makes me anxious. It makes me want to not wait I'm not very good at waiting. I don't want to wait. Not standing like I am now, I don't want to wait in the grave. And I understand that that's the Lord taking care of that also. But I don't like waiting. And one of these days, we won't have to wait anymore. And that'll be something, won't it? That's something good. There's so much going on. It's crazy. But we have some good things to think about. And the Lord has graciously given us that. And how good it is. I can't imagine what it would be like if we didn't know anything about these precious things. I don't know how you could stand this world if it wasn't something better. And God has promised. And my friend, He cannot fail. He wouldn't if He could, but He cannot fail. That helps us if we're encountering discouraging times or whatever the obstacle is. This is supreme. This is above that. Whatever troubles, if we can look at Him and look at these things and realize that whatever our problems are, they're all temporary. And that makes it easier to bear. Doesn't make it a pleasure, but it makes it easier to know, to rejoice in. We have such a good God, don't we? I appreciate the time before you this morning, and we miss our pastor. We hope that he's gets back safe, and our feelings goes out to him because of the things that he's having to deal with right now. But he's such a blessing to us. And you know, the Lord could have sent him somewhere else, but He didn't. I'm glad He didn't. I'm so thankful for Him in having someone that is like Him that really cares. He cares for you. Every one of you, He cares for you. I don't feel like I can't think like I would like to. And I feel like I just
take your time.
Do a lot of stumbling around. But I'm so thankful that you let me stumble around amongst you.
Tell us about Jesus.
The Lord, He's mighty good at catching stumbling folks. Yeah. But one of these days, you know, we won't ever have to make another excuse. Wouldn't really have to now. It doesn't accomplish a whole lot. But there'll be no reason for it then. And as I get older, the more I think about those things and less about some of the things that's going on around us. Lord done. He just fixed some of these things that couldn't have been fixed any other way. When we was young, we worry about stuff like this. We didn't need to. What a time. When the time is right. And he knows when the time is right. Then he gives us some things to rejoice in. And some things to worry about. But he gives us peace. Gives us peace. I appreciate your tolerance this morning. And ask that you continue to pray for Brother Lloyd in his travelings, that he, Lord, bring him back home to us safe. He's such a blessing to us. And I thank the Lord for him. Whenever I think of him, it seems like that's the thought that comes into mind. That how good the Lord is to us. You know, here we thought things was folding up and just fixing to dry out and blow away. The Lord knew that wasn't going to happen, didn't he? And he took care of us. He always has and always will. It's so good to be with you this morning. And we just pray that the Lord will bless you the rest of the day and the rest of this week. And just rejoice in him. There's so much that troubles people nowadays. To just stop and whatever it is, and take a break from it, you know, and just think how good he is and how perfect. And I thank you for your kind patience and attendance this morning, and beg that you would remember one another and pray for each other and be good to each other. And we'll look forward to the fellowship that's designed for the rest of the day and for the days ahead. And I thank you for your kind attention this morning. I'm sorry. I can't think of your name right now. I'm sorry. But if we have a song that we can extend that, sing it, and if you have the desire to be in this good home, then please let it be known and that there will be arrangement made to accommodate that. Again, we appreciate the presence of each of you, and thank you for being so tolerant.
311.
Stand if you like, and if there be any who would want to join the church, now would be a perfect time for it.
Lord, let me praise thee in the morning while the day is new. Let me praise thee at the noontime. Through life's journey, how silent.
We want to.
Bless your heart, Lord.
Sing another song.
Amazing grace.
Love you, brother. What a good job. Lord bless you again.
Lord, I must come to thee for comfort.
I remember why I couldn't remember earlier. Part of my table.